the last kina we do, the Holocaust kina. There are two. We're going to do, every year we do the one I think that was written by Rabbi Schwab. So that's the last one we do before Eilat Zion. You know, I never thought it was possible that Holocaust denial would be an actual threat that we would see in our lifetimes. That people would have the temerity to deny the Holocaust. Because it doesn't make sense. It's not like the Germans were secretive about it. It's not like they didn't record everything they did. It's not like we don't have eyewitness accounts. I mean, museums all over the world with actual footage. But what we found is that Holocaust denial takes on two forms. There's the classic form of denying that it happened or denying that it was that big a deal. But then there's this new form of Holocaust denial where other events are equated with the Holocaust. Oh, that too is a Holocaust. And that's a form of Holocaust denial, make no mistake about it, because if someone says, oh, this is like a Holocaust, that means that the Holocaust was not a unique event. It means that it happens all the time. So, you know, it was a war like other wars. That's definitely a form of denial. But the most painful form of Holocaust denial is not just when other events are compared to the Holocaust, but when people could look at the Jewish people in the year 2014 and accuse us of wanting to commit genocide? And equate our actions which are carried out with incredible rachmanos against people who don't care about their own people, about their own women and children. Against people who are still bent on genocide of the Jewish people. That's the most painful form. And it's painful because there are people that in the world are considered intelligent people otherwise, that take these kinds of talk seriously. Ribono Shalom, this wasn't that long ago. We're not talking about something that happened thousands of years ago. We talk to survivors. We hear what they went through. They're still around. That people could not only minimize it, but insult us that way. It's a very, very dangerous thing. And it's going to become more dangerous as our survivors get older and older. And Tisha B'Av is a day that we have to remember. Not just that it happened, and not just some basic facts, but in a real emotional way. If you have a movie that could pull at your heartstrings, a book, something that would make you connect to the Churban of Europe that we saw just a few decades ago. Tisha B'Av is the day that we must feel it. It's getting very, very dangerous out there. We have to honor Kedoshim. And the way to honor 6 million Kedoshim is first to remember them. To remember what was lost. Soloveitchik points out, you know, it's easy for us to say, 250,000 Jews of Warsaw were killed. If you never lived in Warsaw, that doesn't mean anything to you. But there are people who lived there. Or any of the many communities where hundreds of thousands, people who lived there, who experienced Jewish life there, they knew what it was. To equate anything, there was never an event in history like it. Never. And there never should be an event in history like it, and nothing will ever come close. And we have to learn about the Kedoshim, feel for the Kedoshim, carry on the legacy of the Kedoshim, replace the neshamos of the Kedoshim, and make sure that Klal Yisrael, which is still licking its wounds from the Holocaust, doesn't forget, even as the rest of the world tells us to forget Amalek.